Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark. How are you doing?
Terrific. We're leaving tomorrow for a week of biking in Germany, so I'm excited about that.
Excellent. I wish you good weather and no hills.
Absolutely. Rivers don't go uphill. That's where we try to stay.
Well, the abstract that you chose for us this week is particularly interesting to me. It asks the question, are antibiotics necessary after incision and drainage of superficial abscesses? And the reason that it's particularly meaningful for me is I take care of a lot of people who have IV drug use. They often end up with these abscesses from skin popping, often on their legs and arms. We IND those lesions, and we're always sort of stuck with, do we put them on antibiotics, or do we have confidence in the fact that really the surgical intervention, the IND, is the treatment and antibiotics aren't necessary. This is a abstract that was published in a journal that I don't read. It looks like Antimicrobial Agents and Chemotherapy from 2007. Mark, what did the authors find?
Well, it's a journal that you may not recognize. I'm not sure why I read it. I mean, we survey over 100 journals every month, and this is one of those that I was on the verge of giving up on because I just never found a good poem. But I found this study, which I thought was really interesting. So I guess I need to keep scanning it. This is, you know, obviously in the era of widespread community-acquired MRSA, the role of antibiotics for, you know, after an IND of a superficial abscess is being questioned, and even before this era, it was being questioned. Previous studies have shown that it actually doesn't seem to matter whether the bacteria that you culture from the abscess are a match with the sensitivities of the antibiotic given to the patient. In this study, they looked at 166 adults who had a recent superficial fluctuant skin abscess that was erythematous and indurated, and whose treating doctor felt that antibiotics were warranted following IND. Unfortunately for you, they did exclude patients with major comorbidities like HIV disease and drug use.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to do another study on this, but I still think it informs the practice of a lot of us and with a lot of our patients. They randomized patients to get either 7 days of Keflex, cephalexin, 500 milligrams, four times a day for 7 days, or a matching placebo. The wounds were packed, and then patients came back daily for dressing changes and inspection of the wound. They also came back exactly 1 week later for a final visit and an assessment of how well they had healed. Only two patients were lost to follow-up, which is pretty amazing for an ER-based study, and a few of the patients had their final follow-up by telephone or chart review. But they did a good job following up the vast majority of the patients. Average age of the patients was 44 years. About three-quarters were men. They also did pill counts. Again, with an ER study where you don't know your population as well, maybe you want to look at compliance. And about three-quarters in each group actually took the antibiotic or the placebo as prescribed. Cultures, they did cultures and found about 70% of the abscesses were caused by Staph aureus. 88% of those were community-acquired MRSA. Clinical cure at 7 days was the primary outcome, and that occurred in 90% who got the placebo and 84% getting the cephalexin, and that difference was not statistically significant, but that sure looks like they had a pretty effective placebo there. So just IND-ing a superficial skin abscess in this group of patients, and again, these were non-HIV, non-IV drug-using patients, was sufficient, and adding a beta-lactam didn't improve any outcomes. You know, I'd like to see this replicated. I'd like to see it done in maybe a broader population. You know, a couple of things you might say is that, well, maybe adding an antibiotic effective against MRSA would have resulted in an even higher cure rate, but 90% is pretty good. You're not going to get much better than 90% in any sort of treatment trial.
Right.
Or that perhaps in a population where you had different bugs, where you had less MRSA, that you might have a different outcome. So I think it needs to be studied in a couple different populations. But, you know, if the patients you're treating look like this and your setting has this rate of MRSA, then I think you can be very comfortable leaving off the antibiotic.
Excellent. This is a great abstract, the kind of thing that really can give us confidence in terms of the things in our practice we do often. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk
again
next week.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.